Blog Talk Radio.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, Mercy. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, it is a brand new day, and it's the end of the month for us here on this the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I just have to say good morning to all the folks who have already joined us this morning. We are into April 29th. Imagine that. We just started the year, and now we are ending April. Heading speedily into May, into the month of May. Well, just want to say good morning to Sister Kathleen. We have Brother Leon. We have Donna as well. We have Sister Barbara, Sister Mertries. That's for starters here. As far as I can see up top, I have to scroll down. But the other cardinal is there in the back as well. Lynette is over there in St. Kitts, already here with us. So I want to say good morning to you as well. So I think we'll start off with prayer here with Sister Kathleen and Leon and Barbara, probably in that order. So good morning, Kathleen. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, very good. I hope everything's okay in your neck of the woods, I would hope.
Oh, yes. Quite sunny, and it looks like it's going to be a great day today. I don't know what the temperature is going to be, but it looks like it might be pretty nice today. temperature-wise. So I haven't gotten out yet, but I do plan on being out sometime today.
It's telling us that my neck of the woods is going to be sunny today, so that's it. We're blooming with springtime. The leaves are all green on the tree. All those barren trees, they're gone. So nature is in full bloom.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes, indeed. Well, we're going to ask you to lead us in prayer.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Are you asking me to lead you in, lead in prayer?
Yes, I was asking you to lead us in prayer, yes.
Sorry. Heavenly Father, we just take this time once again to say thank you. We thank you for your loving kindness and your grace that you give to us each and every day, Lord. We thank you for your mercies, Lord. For your mercies are new each and every morning, Lord God. We just worship you and glorify your name, Lord God. Lord, we come to you, Lord God, today on this beautiful, blessed day, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to prepare the hearts and minds of all those who are listening today, Lord God. Let them, Lord God, hear what thus saith the Lord is saying to them today, Lord God. Help them to even act in obedience, Lord God, according to your word, Lord. We pray for your blessings upon each and every person today, and we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do because we trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Liam, we're going to ask you to come on in because we know you have a prayer list as well, and you can say good morning to your folks as well. Welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning to you, Ivor, and good morning to you, Sister Catherine and Sister Barbara. It's a wonderful day in my neck of the woods, and I hope wherever you guys are, you are indeed enjoying similar weather conditions. Let me just say it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful 2 weeks for me. But nevertheless, you know, we have some friends that we want to ask God's blessings on. And I will just start off by just asking God's blessings on the show. Let it go on without any interruption. And hope today's show will be one that will be remembered. Dear Heavenly Father, come to you this morning. We thank you for the opportunity you have afforded us to have another show. We pray especially for the ones who are struggling with ill health, Dr. Leroy Lashley and his daughter Lisa, Mertrice Nisbet and her mother, Bobsy, Connie Whitley, Elimat Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Mertrice Nisbet again, Elkomita Willett, and Ralston Otto Wentworth, and Telbert Francis, two brothers of mine, Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunthrop, Fillmore Hallpike, we haven't heard from Lord for a while, and we just hope that he's okay. Earl Stevens, Jeanette Hughes, Dr. Roger Brown, Virgil Francis' son, and mostly our dear brother, Linford McKenzie. And Father, we just pray for those who have not expressed their concerns and hope that they too may be healed by you in any way possible. Thank you for host Ivor and what he brings to the show this morning, Lord. We just hope that today's show is one to be remembered. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Liam. Thank you. Good morning, darling, to the folks.
Hello, good morning. Good morning to Leon, to Ivor, to Kathleen, and any other persons who are on at this time. It's a rainy morning here
morning.
In New York City.
Ooh.
Yes.
Morning to
oh,
you.
Good morning, morning. I'll be just on for just the first half hour.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, we got you. I think one of the noises must be coming from you in the background there. Nonetheless, okay. Let's see if we get back Sister Barbara here just before we do some housekeeping. Okay, we're not hearing her. I don't know why. Okay, we'll do this for now.
Yeah. So if you just continue to meditate on his word, God will continue to be there for us. So I just wanted to share just that short word today, because left to ourselves, we often know, we don't even know which path that leads to life and which ends in death. We remain in the darkness, but through God's word, God sheds his light on our situation and he leads us to safety. So I just want to give thanks and praise today for God's word and for him loving us. Over to you, T.I.
Okay. All right. I want to thank you for that. Well, folks, you know, this is the inspirational hour. That's for the first hour. And right at 10 o'clock, we turn into sports. That's when we'll have Brother David and others to just give us in brief what we will be hearing tomorrow. The heavyweight comes in at 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock, so sports normally just be in brief. You get a full 3 hours on Sunday. And that's on the cricket show. From 5605-9850. Leon would be the host of that show. Of course, we're going to have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date in history. Compliments Mr. Audley Watson. That's my Ruby son. My Ruby is of blessed memory. She would have left us just within a month ago. Well, Cardinal will come and greet his special fans, and we always look to see if he would have added a fan or if one would have bumped off along the way. Of course, we expect to hear from Debbie and Dawn with the Antigua Care to tell us what they're doing to help the less fortunate over there in Antigua and Barbuda. They come our way at 10:45 while they try to heal the world. Of course, Tana will have a commentary for us, and then we'll take it into the final hour at 11 o'clock, and we'll have an open line type in which you can discuss just what's happening, what's on your mind, maybe some social events. Of course, we know Thought Holder would have just concluded their elections, and the incumbent party, they have continued to be in government, and we're going to wish them well. And, of course, we always have something on the political front. So we're going to be expecting a very, very good show. Of course, the numbers to call would be 563-999-3693. You'll push the one, and you'll be able to become audible. All we ask is for you to respect yourself first, and then you'll respect others. And just keep your conversation into broadcast standards. I just ask you to get a pen and paper and get yourself organized. You can write your questions down or what you need to say. Be as forceful as you can, but be as brief as you can. And of course, we will be here to receive whatever you have on your mind. All we ask again is to be respectful of yourself and, of course, of others. So, we want to thank Sister Kathleen, Brother Leon, and Sister Barbara for coming in there this morning with their words of inspiration. So, I have something special for you. Let's see if you can do that at this time. Thank you. at this time? Just Kathleen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Would you like for me to begin? Okay. Another inspirational thought. Thank you, Sister Barbara, for your lovely reading concerning God's love and how important it is to meditate on His Word. Another inspirational thought for today will be coming from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." What threatens to overwhelm you today? What trials or temptations are you facing? Feelings rob you of God's peace for you? Are they feelings of lust, guilt, anger, bitterness, worry, fear, health concerns, or financial difficulties? Sometimes our present circumstances may appear to be too great to overcome that we don't see or resolve to know how they will be overcome. However, the Lord doesn't want us to be fixated on our problems, but His promises. God is a God of peace. In other words, according to the Good News translation, don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need. Always give Him with a thankful heart, and God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Christ Jesus. Now, it is essential that we go to God in faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." So what do you need today? Is it strength to deal with a particular adversity? Psalm 105:4 says, "Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works which He has done, His marvelous wonders and the judgments of His mouth." Or do you need God to meet all your needs today or this upcoming week? Well, in John 14:27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The Apostle Paul stated in Philippians 4:19, "My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus." The first step in having our needs met is to trust God wholeheartedly with the entirety of our lives. Knowing that God loves us, we can be at rest in difficult times. We can be at peace, strengthened by the assurance of God's presence and help. He knows what is best for us, and His purpose, allowing any delay, is always for our good. There is peace for those who trust in Him, regardless of their circumstances. In Isaiah 26:3, it says God will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him because he trusts in Him. So just as Christ said to His disciples in John 16:33, He says the same to us today. "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." The second step in having our needs met is to realize no matter what's going on in our hearts, we are never alone. God is sovereign,
His sovereignty rules over all. He is not a man that he should lie. He is faithful. Nothing is impossible with him. In Matthew 11:28, he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So in concluding, I end by saying, according to our late Dr. Charles Stanley, obey God and leave all the consequences to him. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and truth, for your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Help us all to make wise decisions today and in the week, and rest assured in your love for us, knowing that according to Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. Amen.
Amen.
Ah, yes, God. I needed someone who could take away the emptiness inside. I turn away when friends would tell me I should come to you and surrender all my life. My life was reckless till I obeyed them and find a church that I could go to set me free. It was at the altar I cried, Lord, save me. I felt the burden slowly lifting off my life. My life was lost without you. Every time I think I'm better, I get worse. Oh, dear Jesus, I need your help, Lord. Don't you ever turn away and let me fall. All I have is only you, Lord. Every friend I look to always let me down. I remember you promised never leave me. I'm depending on you, Lord, to hear my call. Lord, I love you. Lord, I need you. Oh, Lord, I need you in the middle of the night. Oh, I was lost. At my door, oh, I wonder, where are you, Lord, when the devil seems to knock me on the floor. Now I see, Lord,
Yes, Lord. Lord, I need you. Lord, I love you. I want to say a very, very special good morning to Sister Ruthie. Well, affectionately known as Ruthie, huh? Stephanie, good morning to you and Mr. Kelvin as well. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Of course, we are blessed by your presence this morning. I'm going to send this one especially for you. I know you love this one with all your heart.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me.
Was in custom.
All my days, I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness.
That's right. Oh, Lord Jesus, right out your storm. Folks, we're getting very close to the end of our inspirational portion. So hang tight.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on. Come on, catch it, Jehovah.
I trust.
Lord God, that as we go about our day-to-day, that
your words will invade our spirit, Lord God, to do what thus saith the Lord is telling us to do. We ask, O Lord God, for those who are sick and afflicted, that you would meet their needs as only you can, Lord God. We know that nothing is impossible with you, Lord God. So we pray, Lord God, that your blessings will be upon each and every one of us today, Lord God, and in the days to come. And we just thank you, Lord God, for the mighty works that you will be doing in our hearts and minds, meeting all of our needs and blessing us as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you. Amen.
Amen, man. Amen. Amen. Well, folks, we're going to be turning to sports momentarily. David is standing by for that. And you two can be a part of the discussion. 563-999-3693. And you can lend your voice. I want to apologize for Merch Fees this morning. I was online with her this morning. She said she has that bow tone voice, that bow white voice this morning. She's not peppermint this morning, so she asked that I send her regards to everyone. And she said, especially Leon. So, what's with that? Much is, I would have sent a message just as or as is, whichever you prefer. So, we're going on out. Truly hope that you would have enjoyed what we brought your way in terms of prayers and all those exaltations and, of course, the musical rendition. We'll do it all again next Saturday from 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock when we bring you the inspirational portion of this, your Saturday morning entertainment show. And, of course, it's come to you by way of Caribbean Global Voices. Well, right about now, we're going to head on over to sports. We know some people are just coming in for the inspirational portion. Others have joined us just for sports. And then the latter section, when we go up the hill to 12 o'clock, we'll have a ding-dong battle in terms of what is relevant to us. But for now, we're standing by for David. Well, well, let's go ahead and welcome David. David, good morning. How are you? Man,
Good morning.
Welcome to the Saturday morning entertainment show. So I would like to say good morning to the ladies. Good morning, Marcy, Lynette, Barbara. Good morning, the gentlemen, Cardinal, Audley, Leon, Dennis over there in his pajamas. Good morning, Ivor. Good morning to the listeners, wherever they are in the world. Good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, good night. Well, Sir Ivor, we're getting down to the business end of everything here. And I'm going to start with the hockey, National Hockey League. Carolinas and Hurricanes are engaging their series in the playoffs now, where Carolina is leading, has won that series 4-2. The last score, Hurricanes was 2, Islanders 1. And then in the Bruins and Panthers series, that series is all tied up, game 6. It's the Florida Panthers won 7-5. And then the Dallas wins that series. They, the last game, they won 4-1 against the Wilds. And the series between the Avalanche and the Avalanche, they, as I said, that series is now tied 3-3 with Avalanche winning yesterday's game 4-1. And the Maple Leaf and the Lightning will play today, with Toronto leading that series 3-2. They play today at 7. Then the New Jersey Devils is leading their series 3-2. They play today at 8. So here in Florida, we're in the thick of things when it comes to the basketball and the ice hockey. So we have a chance to get out there. I'll turn my attention to the National Hockey League. Boston win that series. Their match on Thursday was Celtics 128, the Hawks 120. The series between the Kings and the Warriors is tied up at 3 apiece. The Kings won yesterday, 118-99. The Grizzlies and the Lakers. Lakers win that series. The match yesterday, they was 125-85. So game one of the Suns versus the Nuggets series will be on today at 8:30. Tomorrow, the Miami Heat will play the Knicks, which is a rivalry there between us and New York. You know, they'll play game one of their series. As I said, the Warriors and the Kings will also play game 7 tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. That series there, winner takes all tomorrow. And that's what's happening in the National Hockey League. But I must say, Ivor, the next item here is soccer, or football as we call it in the Caribbean and anywhere else in the world. There is a ding-dong battle here, and I think Arsenal just hand Man City the title by them drawing their last 3 matches, or their last 3 games, and losing to Man City 4-1. So they, I think they can kiss that trophy goodbye, because Man City is playing like a team possessed. Yesterday, you had, I'll start with Thursday. Thursday you had Southampton 0, Bournemouth 1.
Everton 1, Newcastle 4, Man United and Tottenham. I thought Man United won that game. That game ended a 2-2 tie. I must have missed. I thought something gave me check back on something in Iverson. I thought Man U had won that game. But I'm looking at it saying a 2-2 tie. Check another source that I have. I want to see if I can find if that's what's happening in that game. As I said, I thought Man U had won that game. Yeah, I have Man U 2 and Tottenham 1. So I, on the score card I'm looking at, it says 2-2, so I'm not 100% sure. My other source is telling me that Man U had won that game, which I thought they did. Today's game, one game was played already, which Everton, no, not Everton, the other Crystal Palace, winning 4-3 today. So one game has started today. Now, as I said, Brentford and Wolves at 10. No, I'm sorry, Brighton and Wolves at 10 and Nottingham Forest and Brentford at 10 also. Now, we go to the point standing in the island. This is what I said. With Arsenal playing some 33 games, there are some 33 matches, they're on 75 points. Man City playing 31 and they're on 73 points. So they're two back behind Arsenal, but they play also two games less than Arsenal. So, as I said, they just might have just hand the trophy to them. Newcastle is next with 62. In third place, Man U is fourth on 60. Tottenham is in fifth on 54. And Arsenal is at sixth on 54. Now, the bottom half, now the Liverpool fan, let me see, they're in seventh. They are on 53 points. On the bottom three, you have Leicester City playing some 33 matches. They're on 29. Everton, 33. They're on 28. And Southampton, 20. They play some 33 matches. They're on 24. So the race is on, Ivor, to the championship. Wolves, their game is, as I said, Ivor. So that's what's happening in the Barclays Premier League. I said, it's going to go down to the wire here. And, stay tuned. Sit tight and hold on to your seat. We go to cricket. Pakistan and New Zealand is engaged in a 50-over series presently being played this morning. Their first match, Pakistan had won that game. I was trying to find some scores. The first game is New Zealand got 288 for 7 with Darren Mitchell getting 113 and Will Young getting 87. 20 to Tom Latham. 20 not out to Henry Nichols. Incidentally, Darren Mitchell 13 came from 115 balls, level 4 and a 6. Bowling for Pakistan, there were 3 bowlers with 2 wickets each. Shaheen Afridi, Naseem Shah and Harris Rowe. Naseem Shah bowled some 10 overs, 2 maiden, 29 runs, and he got 2 wickets. Shaheen Afridi bowled 10 over, no maiden, 63 runs, and he got 2 wickets. And Harris Rowe bowled 10 over, no maiden, 65 runs, and he got 2 wickets. When Pakistan batted, Bakar Zaman getting 117 of 114 balls with 34 and a 6. 60 went to Iman Hulak. 49 went to Babar Azam. 42 not all to Mohammed Rizwan. So 291 for 5. Pick of the bowler for New Zealand was Adam Malin, 2 for 60 from 9. They're presently in playing now. They're in 47.5 overs. They're 321 for 4 in 47.5 overs. Darren Mitchell again, 129 from 119, 8 fours and 3 sixes. And then skipper Tom Latham is on 98 from 85, 8 4 and a 6. And Chad Bowles, 51 from 51, 7 fours. So 322 for 4. Because they know to beat Pakistan, they have to make maybe 350, 360, somewhere in that region there, the way Pakistan is batting. So the pick of the bowler so far is Harris Rowe. He won 9 over for 23 runs, and he got 3 wickets. So that game is still in progress. Also, the IPL is presently playing. You have Gujarat Titans. Actually, they beat KKR. I thought that game was still on, but looking at the cricket info here, it's telling me that game is over. Or it's tied right now. Titans need 1 from 13 ball. So Calcutta made 179 for 7. 179 for 7. With 81 going to Gurbaz. From Awula Gobrak, this Afghanistan player here, I'm telling you, these guys are showing their talent in this IPL, whether it's Gurbaz or Rashid Khan. So Gurbaz got 81 from 39 ball. He had some 5-4 and 7-6s. The next best was Andre Russell, 34 from 19. 2 fours and 3 sixes. So that was, he got 34 there. So that was 179 for 7 in the allotted 20. Bowling for the Titans, Mohammed Shami getting 33 from his 4. 2 wickets apiece to Josh Little and Noor Ahmed got 2 for 21. And Josh Little got 2 for 25 from 4. And as I said, they just won 80 for 3. 51 not out to Vijay Sankar. 49 to Shubman Gill. I'm telling you, that guy there is classic. He played some shot saver with Heath this morning before he got out to Narine. And David Miller knocked out 32. So Sankar, 51, came from 24 balls with 2 fours and 5 sixes. Human Gill, 49, came from 35 balls with 8 fours. 32 knots over for David Miller, 18 balls, 2 fours and 2 sixes, and 26 to Ardik Pandya, skipper Ardik Pandya. He had some 20 balls for his 26, 2 4 and a 6. So there was a wicket each to Rohit Harshit Rana, Russell, and Narayan. With a wicket each, there was wicket one for Narayan, one for 24. Rana got one for 25, and Russell one for 29. So the Titans there winning quite easily against KKR. I'm telling you, yesterday there was a record run. It wasn't a record. I think it's the second best amount of runs scored in the IPL there. So that I think they scored some 257. I'm trying to see if I can find the score here. But that was a record run chase. Now, Sri Lanka is presently playing. It's presently playing New Zealand. No, not New Zealand. They're playing Ireland, and they easily brush away Ireland in that series. Ivor, that series there, that was, I think, set the Ireland made their biggest total, which is 492 Ivor in the first innings, with Paul Sterling getting 103, Curtis Kemper getting 111, 95 to Andy Balburnie, 492. Bowling for Sri Lanka, Jayasuriya getting 5 for 71. When Sri Lanka batted, they made 704 for 3 declared Ivor. Can you imagine you're chasing almost 500 and you reply with 704 for 3, with two batsmen getting into double figure. Mendes getting 245. Maduska getting 205, 115 to Karun Natni, and the ageless one, Angela March, is getting 100 not out. I'm telling you, those guys must have put their feet into a ice bath when they finished just to cool off for the ball chasing that they did that day. Now, when Ireland batted in their second innings, they were bundled out for 202. 85 to Harry Petna, and 46 to Andy Balburnie. So Sri Lanka won by an innings and 10 runs. That is some record amount of runs there. And presently, in the IPL, Sunrisers versus Delhi Capitals, with Sunrisers batting from 3.2 overs, they're 33 for 1. So that's what's happening there. As the 48 overs is gone in this New Zealand Pakistan game, and New Zealand is 327 for 5. Locally, Ivor, cricket is eating up down here also. Now, the Lord of Night Cricket, you know, the format has changed from a 2020 to a T10. This week, the semifinal and final will be played at the Lauderdale Sports Park. The first match is, you know, for 5. I think that address is 10-200 Oakland Park Boulevard, the Lauderdale Sports Complex and Sports Park over there in the city of Lauderdale Hill. The first match is India versus Jamaica, and then the second match is World 11 versus Team USA. we're asking the fans to come out and come and support their favorite team, or just come out and watch. They've been having a full house there. And after that semifinal, those two semifinals are played, and the final will be played after that. So you see, everything will be wrapped up tonight once they're finished there. So that's what's happening locally. And just down the road, India will be passing through again here in Lauderhill. They'll be playing two T20s, I think August 6th and 7th, if my memory serves me correct. So we're having cricket back in the Lauderhill Sports Complex. That's what's happening here internationally and locally. This is Go Heat and Go Panthers. So we are here right in the thick of things in what's happening. Driver, I'm going to let Cardinal come in and greet his many fans. That's it for me on the sports desk here. We'll talk next week to the fans again, for the listeners. And I'm going to take my exit now. Ivor, over to you on Rally around the West Indies. Never say
never. I want to thank you for the sports in Greek. Don't forget tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the PM. Heavyweight comes in to really bring you cricket on a Sunday, the only sports show in all of America to bring you cricket on a Sunday evening. So stand by for Cardinal greeting his many fans, special ones that is, and we get into birthdays, anniversaries, and events. We can go back as far as Sir Frank Worrell, who said, if cricket to survive, we have to go into the smaller islands and make sure that they get their due, and West Indies will really come atop. Well, we would have seen exploits of that with the likes of Sir Vivian Richards, Andy Roberts, Sir Richie Richardson, and the likes. Our very own El Camino Willett would have started that down in the islands. Out of Little Nevis, he paved the way. Next in line, Roberts, Richards, Richardson, Stuart Williams, and others out of Nevis. So cricket is alive and well, and we have to get back into the thick of things to make sure that the West Indies rise to glory again. The premier matches are going on down there, and some youngsters are really coming through. I'm sure Connor will have something to say about to end the sports, and then we'll get his introduction to his many fans. Connor, come on in. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Ivan. Good morning, David. Yeah, the Headley Week tri-series is continuing, and I'm looking at some interesting figures right now in terms of the thing. The first match was not as exciting as this one. You know, it was an easy win for the West Indies Academy in the first match. But this one has a battle going on wherein the team Headley scored 401 all out, and the West Indies Academy is now 411 for five. One youngster scoring a double century, and another youngster scoring is on 150. So, you know, things are going pretty well in terms of we're looking at them occupying the crease, something that has been missing for from West Indies cricket in the international scene. Now, I'm looking at it to see whether or not, you know, these youngsters can change gears. One of the youngster who made the double century, he's gone. But I'm looking now to see if they understand now how to change gears and attempt. I mean, it's only one day left. But you're going to look at to see if they can change gears and try to win a match. So, I mean, they showed that they can take on what was known as cricket as the scoreboard pressure. 401 runs, and we can do it? Yeah, we can. Now, I'm looking to see, you know, to change gears in order to win a match. That's the next phase that I'm looking at. But they're going on pretty well right now. And, you know, like I said, this is the last day, so I'm yet to see how it's going to pan out. It seems as if there has been a declaration as 411 for 5. So I think they're making a sport of it, you know. So that too would be acceptable in terms of, you know, putting themselves in a good position. Yes, let me say first of all, good morning to all the fans, friends and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show coming to you from Caribbean Global Voices. And I want to say good morning also to the special fan, to Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bubsy Nisbet up there in New York. I'm hoping that the change in weather, is it springtime? Is doing you a whole bit of a favor. Oh, that my misspeaking here. They're not resigned. I saw them sweeping off the pitch, so, but they're not. There hasn't been a declaration. They continue. Anyway, I'm hoping that the weather has become more friendly. And I also understand that my friend and classmate has returned to New York. So let me say good morning to her also. And in that location, I'm going to go over to St. Martin, where they're enjoying carnival over there. And I'm going to say good morning to the celebrating fans, and particularly to Irma Thompson and my good man Carlos. And so far as I understand, they are enjoying carnival without any serious mishaps. It's also carnival over in St. Thomas. And, you know, they're going to be winding down. Both carnivals are going to be winding down this weekend. So get in on it, have your fun, enjoy the festivities, and stay safe. That's the world fans, friends, and supporters. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette over there in St. Kitts. And, you know, maybe they have been passing on, going on to St. Martin to enjoy the festivities. Let's hope that they do that with good cheer and have an enjoyable time over there. I mean, I don't know how easy it is for them to get to St. Martin nowadays, considering that air traffic in the Caribbean is really dismal. But I hope they can make it some other way, if not by air traffic. It used to be fun. I'm going to say good morning to the people who leave this. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, and particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you, old friend. I'm going to say good morning to my friend and classmate, Mr. Earl Sargent, listening to us over there in Davis. And, you know, and speaking of that, there has been some bit of activity. You know, I'm not getting the full account of all of it in terms of sports and things that have been going on. You'll get bits and pieces of it. Hoping that one of our fans will be good enough over there to fill us in on what's going on in both activities in both sports and culture. We know that, you know, this is the summertime, it's coming in soon, and Culturama is coming up and all that, but in between, there are things happening. that we'd like to know about. So good morning to the fans, friends, supporters over there, and leave us, keep us informed. Give us a buzz. I'm going to go on over to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel in the UK and to Michelle as well. Michelle loves to hear some Calypso here on the Saturday morning entertainment show before we find some space to, you know, grant her wishes. Good morning, Omel. Good morning, Michelle. I'm going to come on across the channel. I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale. Elimat, King Elimat, that is. Hoping the brother is doing okay. We haven't heard from him for a while, but, you know, this ain't no news, is good news. And I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, her brother Malik, and little sister Tanaya. Good morning to you from the Saturday morning entertainment show. I'm going to go on down to the Southwest, where I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson. He comes to you that way by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. Funny man, Cutner. Hope you're having a great time. I'm going to go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Malik, Yvette, and Barbara. They're having... Hope they're having a great time as well. They've been complaining about the pollen recently up there in Georgia. The trees are blooming, and so, you know, getting ready for their reproductive phase, throwing off the pollen and making people uncomfortable. And hey, you got to learn to live with nature. But good morning to you, nevertheless. I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne. I'm hoping that she's having a great time. And if she wasn't, I would know about it. I know she always keeps smiling. Keep that in my mind. And with that said, oh, good morning to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show special fan and the inspiration of our Kathleen, busy lady, they say. Hope she has some time to listen in, though. Good morning, Kathleen. I'm hoping all is going well today. And I say good morning to all fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Stick around with us, because I've got a great show for you. Back to you, Evan. Hello.
Oh, sorry. I muted myself. I'm sorry. Yeah, well, thank you for that. Andy Russell, the big man over there, having a birthday today as well. So, hail to him. Liam got something to say to us here, Liam. Sorry about that. I didn't see the hand go up there for a while. I was distracted there. Liam, come on.
Let me say good morning. Good morning to you, Cardinal, and as well as the others. Who are
good morning, Liam.
Later. Okay. I just want to bring you up to date with the Coon and Spoon explosion. It's the final day today in Antigua. And coming up today, the Liberator Blackhawks will be taking on the Empire Nation for the championship. And prior to that, you see the Pickett's Crushers will be playing the Bonas Blazers for the third place finish. It was a wonderful tournament, and the fans can see the matches tonight at the ABCA webpage. There is an app that can be downloaded, and they're very excited matches. And also, I understand that the Four Knights Academy will be officially open this evening about 4:30 as well. So just some information out today. Very exciting matches, and I'm calling it Empire. Going to go down to Liberator Blackhawks tonight. Probably Pickets will beat up on the Bowlands. So very excited matches, and can recall or can tell the folks that lots of overseas players are involved from Scotland and, of course, all around the Caribbean. So they have the time, they can watch some matches, and they can be seen if they haven't been able to see them live on the ABCA, Antigua and Barbuda Cricket Association app or the webpage. So that's my take. I'll go back to you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Ivor, before you get into it, let me just say, you remember Gloria Neal, right?
Yes.
She's from the Mount Lily area. My understanding is that she died earlier this week. So let me just say good morning to the people in the Combermere area, Newcastle, Mount Lily, Camps, Bible Hill, Barnaby, that Combermere area. And even people from the you know, further north, Brookhill and stuff like that, who might have known her, and convey my condolences to the family, the friends, and community.
Yes, indeed. Okay. So go ahead and get the birthdays out of the way here right about now, because hopefully the Antigua K would come our way. If not, Dennis is going to be having to be summoned in his PJs over there in Southern California to represent the ladies.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Yesterday is April 29th, the 112th day of 2023. Can you believe that? So these are the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes brought to you with the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Today is the birthday of Jamaican cricketer Andre Russell. Also out of Jamaica, Matthew Ford. Out of Australia, Marvin Harvey, Brian Tabor, and James Faulkner. Out of England, Phil Tusnell, Sidney Rippon, Dudley Rippon. Out of Sri Lanka, Vinod Rasan Ranasinghe. Out of India, Ashish Nehra. Out of Pakistan, Hafiz Saeed Nassim. Out of Ireland, Trent Johnson. Out of Namibia, Stephen Bard. Out of Netherlands, Hilde Ubeldijk, Livia Albert. No, this is not a cricketer. This is Livia Albert, someone related to Mr. McKenzie. Today is the birthday of country singer Willie Nelson, and jazz musician and band leader Duke Ellington. It is the birthday of Emperor of Japan Hirohito, comedian and actor Jerry Seinfeld, Bill Earnhardt, a race car driver. The birthday of Candace Owens. I don't know what that is, the fame. But the rapper, musician Master P, actress Michelle Pfeiffer, gospel singer Erica Campbell. It's the birthday of Alexander II, the Tsar of Russia. And it is the birthday of one of my favorite people. Some people say he's a fraudster and financier. Bernie Madoff. He died 2 years ago. It's the birthday of eight-time Grand Slam winner, tennis Grand Slam winner, that is, Andre Agassi. It's the birthday of Justin Thomas, a golfer. The birthday of American actress Uma Thurman. In 1707, the English and Scottish Parliament accept the Act of the Union in creating the United Kingdom or Great Britain. And in 1751, the New York Gazette and the Post carried the first public report of a cricket match played in America, New York 11 versus the London 11, on the site of what is today the Fulton Fish Market in Manhattan, New York City. In 1846, Macon Allen and Robert Morris Jr. are the first African-Americans to open a law practice in the United States. In 1862, New calling spots to the Union forces during the U.S. Civil War. In 1886, first public Dutch electrical service begins. In 1892, Charlie O'Reilly becomes baseball's first pinch hitter. In 1902, Congress extends the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882, prohibiting immigration of Chinese laborers from territories to the mainland. It was a rule that was aimed at Chinese living in the Philippines. In 1922, first official international weightlifting federation championship in Tallinn, Estonia. Whitestone Bridge connecting New York boroughs of the Bronx and Queens opens. In 1943, German pastor and anti-Nazi dissident Dietrich Bonhoeffer was arrested by the Gestapo. In 1945, the U.S. Army liberates 31,601 people from the Dachau Nazi concentration camp in Germany. The first U.S. experiment does 3D TV broadcast shows an episode of Space Patrol on Los Angeles, ABC TV. In 1967, Aretha Franklin releases a single, Respect, written by Otis Redding. In 1974, U.S. President Richard Nixon said he will release edited tapes made in the White House. Do you remember those tapes if you're old enough? I am not a crook. Nixon resigned later in the summer of that same year. In 1975, the U.S. begins to evacuate its citizens from Saigon in Operation Frequent Wind in response to the advancing North Vietnamese forces, bringing an end to the U.S. involvement in the war. In 1990, wrecking planes began tearing down the Berlin Wall at the Brandenburg Gate. In 1992, the jury acquits Los Angeles Department officers on charges of excessive force in the beating of Rodney King. The decision, you will remember, sparked massive riots in the city of Los Angeles. In 2004, President George W. Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney testified before the 9/11 Commission in a closed, unrecorded hearing in the Oval Office. Wow. In 2021, Brazil's official COVID-19 death toll passes 400,000, with the daily fatalities at 3,000, down from 4,000. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, April 29th. Thank you. Back to you, Ivan.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. There's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place.
Well, that's Karen Melko, birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would take place on this date. But we're going to summon Mr. Dennis Heath. He's going to put the heat in the place because we're going to recognize Debbie and Dawn for the great work they have done in the past, continue to do. We have some representation for them via Dennis Heath. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. Good morning to you, Ivor. Good morning to the rest of the panelists. We are in April, Ivor. 4 months into the year, and this is going out to all our listeners. If you did not make a resolution at the start of the year, well, it is not too late. For those of you who did make a resolution, let us not forget that today it is definitely not too late to resolve to not forget that there are citizens among us who are in need of help. Please take a moment to make a commitment, just like Debbie and Dawn. Debbie and Dawn of the Antigua and Barbuda Care Charitable Group are seeking your help for those less fortunate members of the community. The appeal is for your help with donations of food, material, clothing, money, school supplies, whatever you can help. It is well appreciated. You can contact Debbie at 845-820-6598. That's Debbie at 845-820-6598, or Dawn at 913-283-9741. Dawn, 913-283-9741. And there is an email address at Debbie Simon Campbell. I am digging that out for you now. It's okay. Dawn Curtin's email address is curtin697@gmail.com. Curtin, K-I-R-T-O-N, 697@gmail.com. So contact Debbie or Dawn. Whatever help you can give, it would greatly appreciated by those who are less fortunate amongst us within our community. That's it, Ivor. On behalf of the entertainment show and, of course, the cricket show, I'm happy to remind you to reach out to Debbie and Dawn and the Antigua Barbuda Charity Group to help those who are less fortunate. Back to you, Ivor.
Folks, we hope that you remember to say hail and hello to your neighbor. And as long as you can do that and the neighbor who is fun, we know this world can be a much, much better and safer place just because we say we are looking out for each other. We must stop the war. Fighting and the war must stop. Well, all hail to St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands Carnival. The King of Calypso, maybe spouse should be able to get something to them. What about good citizens?
When does someone really become a good citizen? I'd like to know for sure. Why, when the ordinary man disagrees with the establishment, they call it treason? Why should they prosecute a brother for seeking black power? Don't they know a blind man could see that this is blatant hypocrisy. You're all traitors and them are all high in society. Yet the government protecting all of them and penalizing you and me. And in a million different ways they violate the law. It's the same good, no good bastards who oppress the poor. They're selling black market, making excess profit, paid a starvation salary. These good citizens are the architects of economic slavery. They say you have the right to criticize, but then you are victimized, and without any reason. Many a time you find yourself politically paralyzed by that same good citizen. Yet these fakes and phonies enjoy a long life of luxury where they spread corruption throughout the country. When they should be arrested, they're protected and respected in the society. And in a million different ways, they violate the law. It's the same good, no good bastards who oppress the poor. With a false declaration, tax evasion, defrauding customs duty. These good citizens are the architects of economic slavery. In greed and fraud and strife, they specialize. Double deals, they idolize. If you're brave enough to open your mouth and criticize, one time you are ostracized and or victimized. Still they go unpunished and unaccused of any crime, while on the backs of the ordinary man these vultures climb. They use the riches and the power, make a mockery of the law and have the law protect them. Same time, in a million different ways they violate the law. It's the same good, no good bastards who oppress the poor. They control and bootlegging, dope peddling, prostitution and piracy. These good citizens are the architects of economic slavery.
Yeah, that's definitely a good social commentary song there. But we're just spending a little time for Michelle over there in the UK. She likes calypso, but St. Thomas is partying. You feel like partying? Let's party until 11 o'clock. Come on.
Black man feeling the jam, 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 jam. Tonight the black man just feels so good. feeling the party. Tonight the black man feeling the jam, 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 jam. Tonight the black man just is the boogie woogie. Come on, come on, hold on to your mat, and let me do one, let me do one, let me do a little.
Okay, well, let's just
them all the best because the neighboring Cartola there just finished their elections and the incumbent party, PA party, has retained the power via an additional person because they fell short. The electorate did not give them a full mandate to get the 7 seats that they required, but nonetheless, they took a person from the opposition to join them. So right now, they continue to serve the people as the government. So that's happening over there in neighboring Tortola, the British Virgin Islands. But, Colonel, you have a commentary for us, but before you bring, because this may very well be into your commentary, let me just let the folks then know, because we had it up and running, just in case they did not read it. We want to bring to you in Antioch, California. Text messages between police officers reveal conversations boasting about the mistreatment of black people. Even the mayor, he himself was a target of racial messages. Many residents claim that the same text messages found incidents of their personal encounter with the police. 5 of those residents are filing a lawsuit at this time. In McCurtain County, Oklahoma, a tape has been released of a county officials, including Sheriff Kelvin Carley and the county commissioner, discussing killing a journalist and lynching black people. This has been a practice that has been put in place in America and the Caribbean since in the 15th century. Could there ever be an end to the targeting of black people? What would you bring to this? What would you bring this about? I think we can discuss that a little bit, Colonel, but if your commentary is along that line, that's fine. If not, just let's hear your commentary. And of course, folks, you're free to bring any topic at this time. It's an open line type from 11 o'clock. 563-999-3693. That's the number to call, and you can push the 1. But if you're not really becoming audible there, you can have a number to call. You can call 786-330-2075. I'll get you in. Just give me your number, and I'll get you in. So, Colonel, your commentary.
Okay, well, this is consistent with a resurgence, and I do mean resurgence, with a resurgence of the efforts of to erase the significance of black people. And I say black people, you know, comprehensively. Some people prefer to use the term people of color. They say black people and people of color. That is a statement that I don't quite understand that makes sense, but that's how some people prefer to use it. So this is consistent with a resurgence of attempting to erase the significance of black people, both in terms of their historical presence and in terms of their social participation. So we know, we can look back and we can hardly tell where this actually started, because we have not looked at the history. We have not been exposed, except, you know, for some of us who went beyond the scope of our curriculum of instruction, we did not understand the scope of this objective and when and where it actually began. Because we can go back to 325 BC. That would account to more than 2,325 years ago, the Greeks invaded Egypt, what was known then as Kemet, and attempted, not just attempted, but they actually burned the libraries. You know, that's a way of erasing a people's historical message, erasing a people's historical presence, erasing a people's historical significance. Now, but we are familiar with, you know, some 2,000 years, I should say, nearly 2,000 years later, this, beginning in the 14th century, we saw the same efforts being instituted, and with them came the idea of the superiority of a race, came the idea of superior and inferior races, and the superiority of the white race. So all people who were not qualified, as far as they were concerned, to be identified as members of the white race were targets of this objective. And we see it expressing itself more blatantly right now in the 20th century, in the 21st century. So my question is, like it says, is this ever going to stop? Is this attempt to erase the significance of black people ever going to stop? Now, last week, I was to hear some record of an incident where a man who is known to be, you know, have some kind of presence among black people, a former coach of the Chicago Bulls and the Los Angeles Lakers, having won 11 championships between those two teams, said earlier this week that he doesn't watch basketball. Because as far as he's concerned, basketball has, the NBA has allowed the players to wear jerseys with terms like justice and Black Lives Matter on them. Now, most people would have said, you know, oh, well, he's not racist because he coaches black people, and he's among them all the time. So he can't be racist. So you got to wait until he makes a statement to figure that out. Then it seems as if we don't understand a system that has existed for more than 2,000 years, even though we are subjected to the practices of that system, and we sit here and pretend that we don't understand it. And that's what comes into the people in Antioch, the police officers in Antioch and everywhere else in the United States of America, being bold enough to pass around message, boasting of what they did to black people when they stopped them and arrest them and things like that. And some of these texts contain very brutal material. In addition to that, we also have a recording being released of people in authority. I mean, police officers are people who have authority. Here we have a mayor and the police chief in a meeting discussing how to kill a journalist who was going to reveal their activities and how to lynch black people along the way. So the big question for me is this ever going to stop? I would like to hear people's voices and views on that. That's my thought.
Okay, well, we ask who to join the conversation.
To join the conversation. We, at this point, you can speak about just about anything. I mean, I started by saying congratulations to the VI party, and I'm going to say it. I'm just neutral, really. But considering what happened to the former premier, that he got involved in some allegations, drug business here, he's still here in these United States, independent, and for the people of the Virgin Islands, so didn't cast aspersions on the entire party because of the premier's doing. To me, that speaks volume. They didn't get a clear mandate from the people to get the 7 votes to form the government all by themselves, but to get 6 of the 13, I think they do remarkably well. I mean, if I can say so myself, if I were to have any interest, I'll say my brother-in-law, that's Barbara's brother, who was in the opposition, that's their party, the NDP party, they went against them. So not being biased, just being neutral here, I just have to give it to them. Maybe people expect me to say, oh, I'm so sorry that they would have lost, because here it is, you would have had a brother-in-law opposing them. And to make it worse now, I have a sister-in-law that is the former chief minister / premier. Her husband, Dr. Orlando Smith, would have served for some 20 years in parliament, and I think 3-term premier. She ran against them. So somebody would expect me to now say, well, you should be solely applauding the opposition and not those. No, I can't do that. I didn't cut from that cloth. I cut it down the middle. I'm going to give them kudos, knowing that they had an uphill battle. They had an uphill task to climb, because I know how people operate. Your leader went down for whatever it is. It's an allegation at this point. He has not been tried already. Yes, he's been indicted, but a man is innocent until proven guilty. But I know how people think. They would think that that party leader is caught with whatever it is, so therefore the party should be at the front of it. Like they say, the fish stink from the head. So if the head is bad, the rest will be bad. In this case, the BVI Islanders are saying, plus they may have been, they eked out 6 seats. And for the folks who don't understand, I think they have, 9 districts, and they have 4 at-large candidates, but the constitution mandate them to get 7 seats. So one of the persons went from one party, joined them, so they have a slim majority. Congratulations again to them, and let's hope that they'll reign peacefully for the next 4 years. In the BVI, it's 4 years. The rest of the Caribbean, most of them, as far as I know, are 5 years terms. They're 4 years. So, Colonel, they're your neighbors also. I don't know if you have anything to say to that. If not, we can just push on and move on. Again, let me apologize.
Of course.
Wait, hold on. Let me apologize to Mertius, who I spoke to her this morning, and she was not of her best, and she said her voice is not the peppermint. So I must keep on saying, saying how sorry she is not to be audible this morning. We haven't heard from Linus as yet either, so let's hope that everything's okay with her. Hopefully she'll be calling in. She normally gives us an insight of what's taking place in the Leeward Islands, more so think it's a Nevis. So Linus, your time to come on in. We have an open line type, so come on in. Go ahead, Tano.
The thing is that what I'm happy, what I'm hoping that the people at the BVI are doing is to assess their candidates according their candidates mean to their society. So often we don't do that.
like you were talking, well, like you were saying, we have the tendency to create guilt from association. They can isolate, in as much as they can isolate the young man who has been indicted from the rest of the party and give the party their support. I'm also hoping that this indictment would not be the impetus from them to determine who this young man is. You cannot trust the people who brought the indictment. Because I'm still wondering, was this a setup? What role he played in the setup? And those are things that we may never know, even if we live as long as Methuselah. These are things that may remain secret, as they call them, classified. So, you know, you in the British Virgin Islands, you make an assessment of your people and interact with them based on what your assessment is, not based on what the United States or Britain thinks about them. And if you can get the evidence that supports the claim of inappropriate conduct, then you reject, if they can bring to you the evidence that supports their claim of inappropriate conduct or satisfy your inquiries as to how this inappropriate, these allegations of inappropriate conduct came about, and get full satisfactory answers to your questions, reject those allegations as well. Because those allegations, as I see, probably did not come from the people of the British Virgin Islands. And the people from whom they come cannot be trusted to tell the truth about anything. We have a historical relationship with them, a historical relationship that spans a period of 6 centuries. And we have to know better.
Like you said, the sentence will prove guilty. So,
yeah. We've made this mistake too often. And we continue to make this mistake too often of surrendering to our antagonizer. And to maintain a few things. And our leadership in the Caribbean is involved in that kind of thing. You know, for instance, when Bruce Gordon allowed his security forces to demolish Tivoli Gardens to find Dudu's coke, when Jamaica did not have a claim of criminal conduct against Dudu's coke, and the people of Tivoli Garden looked at Little Scope as a hero. But Bruce Gordon wanted to satisfy or appease his slave owners. And so he destroyed Tivoli Gardens and the people who lived there. Just recently, Jack Warner, Trinidad and Tobago, doesn't have a claim against Jack Warner. But yet still, their leaders feel they have the need to go to the Privy Council to determine whether Jack Warner should be extradited to the United States. Now, these are sister colonizing powers. Eric Williams declared Trinidad and Tobago to be a republic. The people's thing, the people of Trinidad, their thing, the republic. Eric Williams died since 1981. And here you have a generation of leaders following Eric Williams to say, to hell with this republic thing, I'm going to pay homage to our slave masters in making a decision as to how we should administer our society. That's clearly an affectation of an expression of inferiority in the representation of the people of Trinidad and Tobago when it is done by their leaders.
Yep.
So we had that thing going on here. So, you know, the question of where are we going? We are going backwards. There is a regressive mentality that is invading the Caribbean right now. And we see the same thing invading the continent of Africa. So what do we expect? We encourage our antagonizers to be more forceful and more blatant in treating us with indignity, particularly if they have allegiance and support from among our people. And that's what's going on here. Just yesterday, or the day before, the lieutenant governor of which state it was, is saying, you know, black people really should be paying reparations to white people because white people freed them from slavery. There was another fireman out of Atlanta who was a fire chief at some point who said he's grateful. He's grateful that white people came to Africa and bring black people out of Africa. In other words, white man gave him his intelligence.
All right.
Really?
I'm going to switch the channel. Let me tease a little bit. We know age is honor. Age is a number. President Biden has declared his hand and said that he'll be running for re-election. This year he's turning 81. Well, we know Trump already put up his hand and said he wants to run. But he too would be 79. Well, Biden would be the oldest president in these United States if he are to run and be successful anyway. Do you think that these guys will take the grind right now, especially what's happening in the world? As recent as even yesterday, Russia bombed some civilians again over there in Ukraine. Some 23 people, innocent people, died for no good reason. Even though Russia again is saying they're taking claim for that. But you can see the devastation. It's real. I don't care who did it. But I don't think the Iranians are going to do it against themselves. But they're going to need some intervention from world leaders, speaking with America. These guys up into the... You think that these are the folks who should be handling this sort of thing here at this time? Or you think it's time for the aged to go off into the sunset and relax? Or age is just a number and the brain is still working? What do you think about that? I'll engage Dennis and Leon too, and whomever else, if they want to have a say on that.
Age is just a number, of course. But with the passage of time, we deteriorate physically, mentally, depending on our social circumstances, our diet, exercise protocols, and things of that nature. So, you know, you cannot just say Biden is going to be incompetent just because he's 81. Now, as far as things, I would like to repeat something I said before. It doesn't matter who is selected for the positions of leadership in countries like Britain and America. These countries, you think that because you participate in a ritual called an election and vote, that the people you vote for are representing you. That's a big mistake. So I'm saying here, there is a power behind that institution that you call government that determines how it's going to function. So it doesn't matter who sits in the seat. It doesn't matter who sits in the seat. That person is going to function according to an agenda that has already been established. It's called the power behind the power. The appearance of representation is not really the reality of representation. So it doesn't matter how old Biden is. Even if he becomes incompetent in terms of his mental capacity, he can still sit in that office and the United States will run the same way it will run accordingly. You ever heard of that organization called the G7?
Yeah.
Okay. That organization started out as the G14 in 1884. Somewhere along the line, when they created the G7, they squeezed Japan in there to give them some kind of legitimacy that this was not a white supremacist organization. But that's what it is. That is the organization that dictates the preservation of global scope of white supremacy. Because believe it or not, and it has its operatives, and it has those whom it represents that you and I may not even see one day to the next. They are not members of our government. They don't have to vote to exercise, to get power and anything that they want. You and I out here voting, saying that we vote, we're going to get this and that. They don't have to vote to do anything because they control the power. They control the power of politics. They control the power of economics. They control the power of religion, education, and all that. What we are doing is living a fantasy. That these organizations, this is an institution called government, because we went to the polls and passed an X, that these little institutions represent us. They don't. That's my point.
Okay. All right, let's see if Dennis has anything about that age and Leon or anyone. Is that true? So, Dennis, you have anything to say concerning that?
Either age, as you said, you know, truth of the matter is there comes a point where if it is obvious that your age is affecting your decisions, then it is time for you to take a back seat. And most clearly visible today is what's happening with the senator from California, Dianne Feinstein. Dianne Feinstein is up there in age. She's not well physically, and she refuses to resign and put the current Democratic Party in a bind in terms of getting the various mandates that they have or the various wishes that they have in a pickle because of her absence from the Judiciary Committee. We see that the current government, Biden administration, is unable to confirm judges and other leading persons to run our organizations. So yes, it does matter when the age has reached the point where it is affecting your ability to do the job, then you should take the honorable position and remove yourself from there. Biden currently shows that he has what it takes and he's performing adequately. At the same time, we look at the ages where, for example, the older members of the Supreme Court, it's there in judgment and in a corrupt manner in most instances, as recently reported, they are not functioning as if they are working for the people or working to objectively look at laws and look at rules and interpret them. They are there despite their age, acting as an agent of one or other, and I should say mainly other political party. So there comes a time when we need to think about age restrictions, or term restriction is more like it. You can serve for X amount of terms, and at the end of that period, you should be gone and give up your position. Too long we watch as one group of people, as Cardinal said, you vote for representation, but what you get is not representation, because in spite of the fact that you vote for somebody to represent you, they turn around and they take away the choice for women's health because they feel that that is what is right in a religious way. The majority of U.S. citizens wants to have freedom of choice. They want to have good gun laws. They want to have safe communities. But there's a group of people you vote for, and what have they done? They go in there and they ignore the fact that the citizens who put them there to represent them are not being represented. We see that not just in the United States, but we also see that around the world. If you look at what's happening in Israel, where a certain person in power seems to think that he wants to change the law because he thinks that it will be in his advantage and gives him special treatment. We see that here in the United States, where a certain group in the Tennessee House wants to silence the fact that the population they've asked for, I've asked them to do, they want to do it their way, so they're silencing the people who have been elected to represent the groups of people. We're seeing it right here in Montana again, where the ruling party there making rules to stifle the requirements to participate in good government. All told, either in this country, we have situations which are not looking at all like democracy. What we have is you vote for a group of people. And the sad part of it is that these same people who voted those power-hungry people into place, the next election, they go right back and do the same thing, almost suggesting that they are voting not for representation, but voting to enhance the situation where they are kneeling on the necks of citizens and the requirements and the needs. Why is it certain states are refusing to accept the Medicare expansion so their citizens can get decent health care? They have no rational or sane reason for doing it other than they want the power. And I have to admit that Cardinal, with his statement about voting and representation, has certainly made it quite crystal clear that what you vote for and what you get is not the same thing. Back to you, Ivor.
Right, thanks. And Lynn, feel free to come on in, not anyone else.
I was saying I don't differ at all with what Cardinal and Dennis has said. You know, people tend to think that the vice president has nothing, no decision in whenever Biden makes a decision. Although he may have the final say, I'm sure he has to consult with these folks that he has in his cabinet. No, so no difference there with the two, Cardinal and Dennis. But I want to also bring to the question about if the Supreme Judge Clarence Thomas, if he were a Democrat,
we would hear more about what he has done, and more would have been talked about his position as and to be questioned. So, no difference. Just want to make those 2 points.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm glad Dennis brought the point, too, where he spoke about term limits, because that's what they put in the Constitution. You can have term limits for the president, but they have never put age limits on it. So quite within his right to contest any election up until that do his part, I guess. But like you said, the people, they say the voice of the people is the voice of God. So when the election come about, we'll see the result.
Oh.
But I still, the life of me, see how people still staying behind all of these allegations about the former president, Mr. Trump. Mind you, he's not been found guilty of anything, but his surroundings. Now, as recent as this week, his vice president was subpoenaed and spent some 4 hours. I think he's going to end up being the star witness, because it's so obvious. That was the last straw to do Donald Trump bidding to remain in office. And these orders were coming down from the president. And you cannot tell me that that's not no kind of violation in trying to cheat his way to stay into office. I don't know. I mean, we can find him guilty from opinion because there's a court of law. But how can people in good conscience still well? The cupboard is so empty that you have to say it is Donald Trump. You just don't like Ron DeSantis. You don't. I don't know. It seems like the cupboard is bare. If you have to turn to all of these allegations.
You know, Ivor, one other thing with regards to the vice president, he too has not been forthcoming. You know, he has been just letting out things that he can't really refute right now, because he has come out with a book and he has put information in the book which could help them to get to the president, the former president. But he has not been coming out and saying all that he knew. So,
well, he has to.
Don't know why he has.
This he had to, because he was he was being drilled for 4 hours. As a matter of fact, Trump, they were trying for immunity for him, talking about classified information. That was struck down. So let us see what this subpoena and the meeting that he had for 4 hours. So my understanding is that his statement's gonna really rope in Trump being right there up to the very last word that he would have gotten before the insurrection. And I think if they cannot find Trump having a hand in that January 6th, they cannot start no more insurrection in these United States ever again. People will be free to just go anyway. If you can go to the Capitol and do that, and you heard a man say, we are going to go to the Capitol and we're going to this and we're going to take over that. You cannot do it by standing. You have to fight like hell. You have his lawyer, remember Giuliani? He's going to say, what is that about the combat? Something there?
I don't know. Don't you think that if another person were accused of rape, that it wouldn't be criminal? It wouldn't be a criminal thing? Wouldn't be a young lady that he was understanding? Don't you think so?
That's what Bill Cosby at his age was sending there for something happened 35 years.
Exactly. Yeah.
He has the same thing. The judge, Kavanaugh, whatever his name, Supreme Judge, they had the same exact thing like Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby put behind bars for something 35 years. This man admitted and said, you know what I mean? When you're a star, you do these things. This man admitting why he would have done it. That was locker room talk. That was boy.
Yeah.
You know, no charge, no nothing. But Bill Cosby put behind him, spend some time, and people today are spending time for the same thing. Tax evasion. This man stand up on a podium and said, I don't think that's because I'm smart. He says so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People are right behind an individual like that. So I'm saying the cupboard is bare. It has to be bare. That's all that I can say.
It amazes me that he can raise so much funds in 3 days. And others can't raise funds at all.
That's what I'm saying. This guy has got a good open man up. Talking a real great God that we don't know about. This man can push. Yeah, you gotta be. This man slip with one.
In my neck of the woods, I don't say things. Because in 1991.
Well, you know, apart from the last election there, they said Georgetown is Republican town, Trump town. So even my little area here is more pink people here than thing. I had about two blocks in my block here, so. in Georgia. Georgia.
Want to know if Lynette knows, or I don't know if she's on, whether or not, what is happening with those Cameroonians that were drawn off the coast and some who were captured going into St. Kitts and kept. And I understand that Antigua has refused to accept the ones that St. Kitts want to send them over.
Yeah, well, he said that he was going to take them back because they left from there and he's going to take them back. And all of a sudden now you're hearing that.
I heard he doesn't want them.
So, no, Lynette is not on today. She abandoned us. I should see the text. I'm sure she must be saying, I don't want to talk to you guys over here. So I have to check my phone and see.
I have one point here. You said earlier that a certain ex-president has not been found guilty of anything, but in these United States, we only have to look at the Central Park Five. These young men, young boys at the time, five of them, there was no evidence that they had done anything, yet they were railroaded and found guilty of a crime that they did not commit, a crime that this ex-president took out newspaper ad to condemn and call for the death penalty for these boys. Yet he is running around here with more evidence, obvious evidence pointing to guilt in many areas. And you're telling me that he's been found guilty of nothing? Perhaps you should.
Only in America.
You know?
Well, he has not been found guilty of anything. He can take out whatever ad he wants. America has boasted of the architects of America have boasted of creating a system, a social construct that affords liberty and justice for all on the premise that all human beings are created equally. Now, Donald Trump is not the reason why America did not reach that objective. Okay? So he can take out whatever ad he wants. Those who are supposed to be the administrators of American institutions are the ones who have the responsibility of making sure that that objective is achieved in the operation of those institutions. It's the court's fault. And all who administer those court systems and the system that they call the system of criminal justice, everybody in that system were responsible for the railroading of those five young men. Donald Trump simply expressed his approval of it in a certain way. The judges who were there, the police officers who did the investigation, the judges who could not determine who make the determination of the credibility of their witnesses, they are the ones who has been held responsible for railroading those men. And it was consistent. Their conviction is consistent with the institutions, the operation of the institutions of America. That's what they were designed to do. And I just said it earlier. These institutions were designed to accommodate erasing the significance of a people. That conviction of those five young men is just one example of it. And there are many others. So along the way, we can see every now and then, this young black man went into prison at 19 years old. He's coming out at 60-something. He was wrongfully convicted. And you just find out that 40 years later, when it has gone through all of the systems of the society, including the Supreme Court. So, this woman who was the chief of something when those guys were being railroaded, they targeted her, and she lost her job someplace and whatever connection she had. But you know, she is just one individual within the system. What happened to all the others? What happened to all the others? What happened to the president who presided over that? What happened to the mayor of New York who presided over that? What happened to the governor of New York who presided over that? Okay? They go scot-free. So if you're going to indict Donald Trump, you got to indict all them people there, as far as I am concerned. Because Donald Trump is only one man. He is not a system. We are looking at the leaf. We are looking at the leaf when there's an entire forest that is responsible for the stench.
Donald Trump said he can fall between Russia and Ukraine right now. He had his big old long speech here concerning that. So maybe that is his gateway to the presidency again. But
no, his gateway to the presidency, his gateway to the presidency is the support of American people. Only them can make it get to the presidency.
But he can't make
himself president.
No. He said he can end it in a day. These are his words. He said, I can end that war in a day. So people want peace. So you never know when they're going to say, you know, let me go ahead over here and bring this money so I can end this war here, because gas prices going up, food going up, everybody blaming it and the war between Russia and thing. And if he can do that, really, really, he and Putin lock up in bed together. That's all I can say. Well, folks, we are fast coming to the end of the show with just under 7 minutes. So we're going to start over wrapping up now. We didn't hear from Lynette. I heard from Mertris personally before the show. So she listened and still listening, but she says she does not have that peppermint voice. So we'll start with Dennis. Yeah, Dennis, we're closing up.
My apologies. My apologies.
Yes.
Once again, I would like to invite our listeners and our panelists to Saturday, the Caribbean Global Voices, for your Saturday morning entertainment. And don't forget, Sunday follows Saturday, and of course, so does the cricket show follows the Caribbean Global Voice Saturday morning entertainment show tomorrow, Sunday at 6 on the East Coast time. So join us once again, and thank you for being with us today. And I look forward to the next episode a week from today. Back to you, Ivor.
Good, Kano.
Yes, it was lovely to have our friends, fans, and supporters with us this morning. We always love to celebrate with you, hoping that the people over in St. Thomas are having a great time over there, and it would go past without mishap, so that all would come back on Monday and say carnival season was, and we do not have to count any casualties. I do hope for the same thing for the people over in St. Martin. Carnival is supposed to be an expression of our joy and not bring us terms of sorrow. We'd like to be back here with you next week, and because it's always fun to do so. Until then, have a great week, everyone.
Okay, I know Leon has some parting words for us, and I'm sure you're going to stay. Good.
Indeed. Thank you, Ivor. Another great show. I enjoyed it immensely, and just want to invite the friends and well wishers to be with us tomorrow at 6 until 9. We have the Coach's Corner beaming live to India, and also we'll be covering all the cricket from around the world. So be sure to be in the place from 6 until 9. The number is 1-515-605-9850. Again, 1-616 or 515-605-69850. Thank you again. A great show. Have a blessed day all.
All right. Well, folks, of course, we have concluded all of January, February, March, and now April. Next time we'll see you, we'll be into the month of May. May Day, May Day, May Day. Well, folks, Mother's Day comes up in the month of May. We have the Memorial Weekend comes up as well, but we're going to be here alongside the cricket show on a Sunday. We're not to be outdone by those Mother's Day, which is on a Sunday, so you're going to have a double for the Mother's Day on the cricket show. So, bin at the foot, you're going to still have your cricket. We want to thank Kathleen for coming to this morning with the opening prayer, and then some. The Barber as well. Of course, Leon has his prayer list. And when they say prayer goes up, blessings come down. So we have to keep on praying and hold steadfast to our belief that with God, all things are possible. So Mertris spoke with her this morning. She was under the weather. In terms of her voice, though, she said she did not have the peppermint voice. So I should do the honors. So some big shoes to fill, but at least she's saying hi and hello. Lynette is absent. I don't know, it's excused absent, but we did not hear from Lynette this morning. Hope that all is well, though. And for those revelers in St. Thomas, like Carmen would have said, we really, really going to wish that they have some fun time. We know that the COVID would have really put a halt on all of these kind of reveling and getting out and being happy. As we know, Carnival tends to be upbeat, calypso especially, which I regard as happy music. So for those who are reveling in the street, just do it with some decency and some reverence. We know they put paint all over themselves. They're virtually naked, but be as it may, with some reverence. At the same time, let's keep the crime down to a minimum, if I can say so. Better yet, if we don't have any assault. So, folks, we'll be back here again next Saturday. And as Lynn and Dennis would have said, we're going to see you on the radio tomorrow at 6 o'clock for another lively show of Cricket Talk. When you hear the likes of Ollie Watson, you do not want to miss his inside edge. Simon is going to come with a question that's going to tickle my. And, of course, one will be thrown back at him also. And some sort of discussion would come up where we would learn something from each other, especially where cricket is concerned, laws, incidents. IPL, that's the big thing that's on show at this time. But in the West Indies, they're doing all of their best to bring cricket and to keep it alive. So, tomorrow, 6 until 9 in the p.m. for the cricket show. Again, I want to thank Carmen for coming through, as usual, oddly, for preparing the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date in history. So, David, coming through with support, I want to say thank you. So until next week, gentlemen, we are going to say, may the rest of the day be the very best of your day. I'll see you in the month of May. And with that, we are going to be saying, did I miss out anyone? Let me just go down the line here a little bit. I'm saying, in terms of the person who spoke, no, but for the folks who are on with us, Ruthie, want to say good morning to you. You stayed to the end here with us. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Spread the word. And for those who were not with us all the way through, remember, you can always go into the archives and you can retrieve what you would have missed. It's always good to go back and listen. We do that ourselves so we can improve and try to come to you better and better, or better and best. So with that, we're going to say good night.